we do a job, let me say, that is also our passion.
It's not just a car, it's part of your life.
What does it mean to go beyond? To go further than expected? To raise the bar? To defy limits?
In this podcast series, we unleash the game-changing stories that take Lamborghini beyond the status quo.
And meet extraordinary people across the world who go beyond convention to forge their own incredible journeys. My name is Giulia Salvi.
And I'm Tim Bravo.
Together, we are your hosts. And this is Beyond, a Lamborghini podcast. Technology, performance, and endurance. The 2024 FIA World Endurance Championship is about to begin, including for the first time, the Lamborghini Iron Lynx team.
Today, we're at the track at Vallelunga, catching up with Formula One star and Lamborghini factory driver Romain Grosjean and Lamborghini's head of motorsport, Giorgio Sanna, to discuss what motorsports means to Lamborghini, fascinating career journeys, and as well, the world of endurance racing now going into this very exciting new and electrifying venture. Welcome both.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Romain, Lamborghini has a long history of motorsport, but of course, it wasn't a motorsport-oriented brand at the very beginning. What is about Lamborghini that today attracted you to Lamborghini Iron Lynx team?
Everything about Lamborghini is exciting, from the cars that, you know, I've been watching since I'm a kid, to the SC63, the hypercar that I'm lucky to drive, on the racing, and just the brand and its image and what it represents into the world of cars, but also in the world of motorsports, which, you know, it's a huge part of my life.
You, Giorgio, in the meantime, have been with Lamborghini for a little while longer than Romain. You started way back, and you actually as well were from the very beginning with Squadra Corsa, with the motorsport program at Lamborghini. Did you, when this journey started, think that you would come to this point now, entering this exciting season?
Yes, honestly speaking, yes.
Optimistic.
Yeah. As you know, I started to work for the company 21 years ago. And since the first day, I was dreaming or thinking that Lamborghini deserve to be at the highest level of motorsport. And here we are talking about the highest level in the endurance competition. Of course, it was a journey more or less of 20 years. I'm particularly proud to start as a test driver, a race driver at the time when motorsport was not, let me say, a pillar of the company. But what we have achieved in the last 10 years mainly give us the chance to make this this dream come true, not only for us, I think for everybody, for the fans, for the customers, for everybody.
We're very excited.
Giorgio, when you started working for Lamborghini, it wasn't for motorsport, so how did it happen? How did you make the change?
First of all, I think that I'm born as a race driver, of course.
Yeah.
But, when I start to work for Lamborghini, they were looking for a test driver. They were looking for a young, at the time, Italian test driver with racing experience, but of course with the right mindset and attitude to be, let me say, a solid test driver. So first I felt very lucky, let me say, to enter in a company like Lamborghini at the time when I was 24 years old. And then honestly, even if Lamborghini was not involved in motorsport, I had the opportunities to meet and to start to race for Volkswagen Racing at the time, helping them on the test driver point of view also. And then with Audi Sport. So thanks to Lamborghini, end of the day, I was doing the test driver in research and development, but also the race driver in the group, having some good opportunities in my career as a race driver. And I have always combined all this experience together. And when I became also chief test driver in the company, I felt always lucky because end of the day, I was spending all my days on a racetrack, testing, even if not under the light of, let me say, the racing events. Honestly speaking, I miss more the testing than the racing. Because in testing, it's like to help a kid or your kid to grow. And it's something that day by day is giving to you results and satisfaction about what you are doing. Racing is wonderful, but because I like to be competitive in anything I do, I think that I've spent my time when was the time to be, let me say, competitive. And because I don't feel any more competitive as I would like to be in a race car, due to age, basically. Honestly, I prefer to support the race drivers of today to win.
Roman, your career in motorsport is super long and you've got a lot of experience in both single-seater and sports car racing. How did it all start?
Sadly, long time ago, so I'm not that young anymore. But started with my dad that brought me to a racetrack. He was passionate about race cars and I got to a racetrack. Must have been 8 years old and I saw, just like we're here in Vallelunga, imagine stepping up on the roof like a kid, 8 years old kid comes tomorrow, goes on the roof, sees the Super Trofeo on down the straight line and says, that's what I want to do. And that was a long time ago, 28 years ago, I think, 27, 9, whatever, a long time ago. And the passion started then and hasn't left me. You know, every time I jump in a race car, I want to go fast, I want to do the best, I want to drive for the best brand. And I think that Lamborghini journey that I joined last year is probably one of the highlight of my career.
Giorgio, I have a question for you. In your experience now, Romain joined Lamborghini. What's the difference in working with a former Formula One driver as opposed to the factory drivers that we have that are more specialized in endurance racing and not in single seaters?
It means for sure more responsibility because we have to release, let me say, the best we can do for a fast and experienced driver like Romain. But I have to say that the feeling is not so different because end of the day, since the first time that I met and I spoke with Romain, I felt, let me say, the same passion and hungry of a 16 years old driver. So that's very important for me, make the difference. We have to perform at our best to create the best car possible and to execute the best race possible for these important drivers we have.
What's the difference for you, Roman, being used to in a single seater to be alone in the car? Now you have to share. You have to share the car and have to hope that as well the others perform. You have to perform under the pressure.
It's an amazing to know that the car is going to win the race if the three or four drivers are working together. You know, for 20 years of my career, I've been on my own in the car. And it got to a stage where I am lucky that I'm still able to be on my own in the US and in the car, but also with Lamborghini, I get the chance to share with others and share the passion, share the car, share the feeling. And it's not all about yourself. It's about the group that you create. And I'm lucky that, you know, I joined a group that has got some amazing drivers, great personalities and great atmosphere. So with the boys, we get on very well. I'm excited every time I join them. Just to share the moment and to have fun together and try to do the best we can and not think only about ourselves, but think about the group and mainly trying to make Lamborghini successful.
The importance of the team and how much is the teamwork important for you, Giorgio?
It's fundamental, and I have to say that one of the characteristics that I've already appreciated from Romain is to be, let me say, a team player. It's fundamental because you have to work for the entire team. You have to work on the car, thinking also about the other drivers, always finding, let me say, a compromise when it's needed in terms of setup or driving style. But this is what makes the endurance very nice and different compared to all the other races. So it's the same for the drivers, but also for the engineers, the mechanics, all the components of the team.
Romain, I have a question for you. I know that in motorsports, not all happy moments. I'm sure you're being asked this question more than once, but going back to maybe the most negative experience you've had in your career, that horrifying collision that you had following a 67G impact back in 2020 at the Bahrain Grand Prix. How did that feel? Like, how did you even perceive this? What goes on in your head or doesn't go on in your head in such a moment?
You may think that I'm a bit crazy, but you mentioned, you know, you say it's going to be a negative moment. It's not. It's as weird as it sounds, it's a life learning moment. It's It's obviously, I say that because luckily I escaped. I had burns on my hands, but nothing crazy. You know, everything works well. Yes, the left hand sometimes is a bit more painful than it should be, but it's not too bad. But also you realize your life can go away so quickly. And how lucky I was to escape. And then after that, things changed for the best, just because I realized that I was so lucky to be alive. I was so lucky to be still playing with my kids and still driving beautiful fast cars and still doing what I wanted, that I can talk about it, I can watch the video, I can laugh about it, make jokes. You know, it's just part of my career. Obviously, through a TV show, that's something that came out pretty big. I wish the TV show had been there some years ago when I was always on the podium. Maybe the story would have been a bit different. But no, it's not a negative experience. There's been some for sure, but that one is just it's a life learning moment and something that you realize that life is actually worth living 100%.
How did that impact your family and how you and they deal with fear now?
Yeah, I think that was the hardest part after the incident was the family and explaining to them that I wanted to go back to racing, which they thought I was going to quit. You know, I've got three kids. They were pretty young at the time. Was maybe 7, 5, and 3 years old. So it took a bit of time to get them back into understanding that I was going back to racing. My wife understood. And I told her, it's either you have a grumpy husband or you have a husband that's happy but does a risky job. And I think she knows how grumpy I can be, and that's not a good day. So she let me go racing.
Joshua, how is that for you to combine your profession with family? Because to be honest, I see you more often at racetracks than I do see you in the office at Santa Agata Bolognese. So how is that manageable?
It's manageable when you can share luckily your passion with your wife first and with your kids second. And my family, starting from my wife that knew me when I was really young and I was starting to race with a single seater, because before I was racing with motocross bikes. So motorsport was always part of my life since when I was a kid. My wife, let me say, understood perfectly that that's my life. And also my kids, born with this kind of way to life. And since the beginning, if I remain at home for more than 5 days, they start to ask me what's happened and why I'm all this time at home.
You know? Push you out.
Yes. Now, yes, because they are 16, 18 years old, so it makes sense for them. I need to have more control on them. But at the end of the day, they are everybody passionate about what I'm doing, and they are, I believe, also proud about what I'm doing, and that's for sure help to face, let me say, the sacrifice when it's needed all together, like a team.
What is it that makes you most proud about what you do, about your job?
I think to help Lamborghini as a company, as a brand, to grow. Because, okay, of course, in motorsport, that's clear. But in general, you know, when I started to work for the company, we were more or less 250 employees. No, today we are more than 2,500. We were producing not more than 400 cars. Today we are close to 10,000. And so it was, and it still, let me say, a long but very nice journey. And to be part of this big family and to help the company to become so important, like today, I think everybody recognizes Lamborghini, is make me proud, of course.
Do you guys have any regret in your career? Something that you would have done differently?
I mean, you wish you knew what you know when you're 30 plus, when you're 20. But I think that's for everyone in life. I don't think there's regret. There's things that I would have loved to maybe fine tune or do a bit differently. But you know, when you have been in Formula One for 10 years, you keep doing what you love. You race for one of the most amazing brands around the world. You know, I think when you say the Lamborghini word to anyone, they know.
I know.
They know the car, they know, they may not know that we're going to Le Mans next year, but they know the brand, they know the car, and say, you really do for Lamborghini? I say, yeah, work for Lamborghini, we're preparing a car. Oh, that's mega, I'm going to follow it. And so, you know, yes, I wish there's some races I'd done differently, there's some things I'd done slightly differently, but all in all, when I was on that rooftop when I was 8 years old and never dreamt and never thought I could do as much as they did.
And for me, it's the same. I fortunately, let me say, I've done always my best. I've always worked at the limit of my capability, always giving 120% on what was possible to do. And for me, it was always important, and it's still important, to go to sleep every day, every night, thinking to have done your best. And so even when we do, because can happen, some mistakes or something is not going in the direction that I expect, in any case, I feel always to be confident and happy because I know that I have done my best.
But it's not all about careers. So what do you guys do in your free time? Why are you laughing? Because you don't have free time.
What is free time? No. I mean, as a race car driver, I'm lucky that, you know, I don't need to go to the office when I'm home and we're not racing. So you still do the training, the physical training, cycling, going to the gym, but I can drive my kids at school in the morning, pick them up in the afternoon. I love a lot of things. I love cooking. I love flying out planes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not so common, actually.
Actually, no. Well, yes, since I wanted to do it for a very long time, I was passionate about planes and got the chance to do that whilst I live in the USA. It's a bit faster and easier to do that there. You know, but I love sports generally. I love cycling a lot. I love kite surfing. I love going playing tennis and just also play with the kids. So you can say I'm a bit hyperactive. I never stop.
I might say so.
And I'm working on trying to get some time off, but I don't like it. So just like Giorgio, I like to be active and always try to do the next step.
How does it work when you say, like, okay, now I want to pilot an aircraft? What do you do as first step?
I went to school, okay. and learned the theory and then learned to fly the planes. And the guy was like, yeah, it's going to take about 7 to 8 months. I said, okay. Did it in 3 months. and then had a lot more within the next 5 months. It was like, how did you do it? I said, well, because that's what we do, athlete. You know, when we start something, we do 100%. And I was able to have the time for sure, but also put the time in. And now I can fly everywhere. I fly to Daytona, to the race, to everywhere we go. And it's really nice.
So how about you, Giorgio? What do you do? Do you also fly airplanes?
not in this moment. Let's see in the future. Sometimes I drive Lamborghini that is quite similar to a jet, but on the four wheels. But no, I have to say that, as Roman said, first of all, we are lucky because we do a job, let me say, that is also our passion. And this is for sure very helpful. My first passion was and is still motorbikes. That I love. So sometimes when I have free time, for example, in television, I watch just motorsport, motocross, superbike, MotoGP, everything. I'm at the end of the day, first, I'm a fan of motorsport in general. But in the last few years, and this was also surprising me, I discovered, let me say, a new passion thanks to my youngest daughter, that are the horses. So she's doing show jumping. With the horses. Honestly speaking, I was never, let me say, in contact with the horses before. But this is a big passion that I share with her. I didn't think, honestly, that was possible to have a new passion in this moment of my life, but that's the beauty of the life at the end. And this is something that is helping me also to manage, let me say, the stress, to give more value to the short time free I have to spend with my family. I like a lot to... When I can, let me say, when I have time to go to the competition with her, with my wife too, because I remember also when I was a kid and I went to race with my father driving the motorhome together. And this is something that luckily I can enjoy now as a father and not as a son.
But still horsepower, so...
Always horsepower. And what is very good is that when I spend the time with the horses, they cannot talk, and that's good.
And also the preparation is super slow, which is something really different and opposite.
Yeah, but you know, there are something in that is similar, the adrenaline, the competition, of course.
Sure?
But also something that from the brain point of view is very similar, because, okay, the horse is an animal, of course, is very sort of brain connection, no, between the rider and the horse, but it's not so far from what the driver feel when he's in the car. It's something where you feel to be connected with your car. You are in love with your car when the car is performing well.
Sometimes a love relationship.
Yes, you can complain.
But you're in love with the horse despite the performance.
Yes, yes, yes. So, it's nice.
I'd be interested to ask Romain what your go-to dish is when you cook, because you said cooking. I didn't expect that as one of your hobbies. So, okay, flying, yeah, adrenaline junkie, okay.
A little bit.
And cooking?
Maybe. Cooking, I actually have a cookbook with my wife that we did in 2017.
No way. I didn't know that.
It's a long story short, but I'm going to try to make it short. So in 2009, I go to Formula One. I'm leading the Formula Two Championship. I got a phone call to go to Formula One, replace a driver for 9 Grand Prix. And then 2010, I'm supposed to be in a car. So I go and I replace the driver and I do 9 Grand Prix. And the team is a bit in trouble, so they clear everything, they sell the team, they clear everything, and I'm cleared with the furniture. So early 2010, I'm 23 years old, and I didn't ever go to university, so I finished high school, and I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. So what do I love doing? I love cooking. So I'll go to cooking school, and they told me I'm too old. Can't make it, you're too old.
Oh, really?
And I say, guys, you know, I speak English fluently. The first 2 years were to learn English and luxury. I say, I was lucky to be in a 5-star hotel around the world, so maybe we can do a speed up or something. You're too old. So I went back to racing, which turned out to be okay for me. But I was, I love cooking. I love cooking. And to be fair to my wife, the last 2 years I've been super busy. I never really got the time since we moved in the US to go and find a nice market for the fresh product and so on. So I grill a lot, because that's what you do in Florida. But cooking has been a big part of my life.
And what is your favorite dish to cook?
It depends. Like today, I cannot make you a cold dish or something that's, you know, we're in Vallelunga, it's pretty fresh. So today will be, I don't know, beef stroganoff or something like that. Pretty heavy with nice sauce and mushrooms and carrots and it really depends the day and the mood and what I feel like eating and what the atmosphere outside is.
Julia, Georgia, who goes in a cook-off against Romain?
I'm thinking about my fridge, which is totally empty at the moment, so I don't know.
So, Giorgio?
We are in Rome, so pasta with cacio e pepe is the pole position.
Cooked by you, though?
Maybe with the right support, because it's quite simple but very difficult at the end of the day to make it very good.
I'm good with fish, but actually right now my oven is broken. So
that's a good excuse then. Okay.
Yeah, to go to the restaurant.
Exactly.
Romain, returning to racing and the season that is about to begin, let's talk about the much anticipated Lamborghini SC63. You played a key role in the development of Lamborghini's first LMDH car. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. You know, I got the chance to drive it a few times and to get into the development. And first thing, I was amazed by the work that was done before I jumped in the car and how much further away we were from being, you know, from the beginning, from what I thought. So I was very happy with that. The car performed really well from day one and felt really good. Obviously, you know, it's the development and there's a lot of work to be done. But honestly speaking, it's been so far, we touched wood, it's been very, very nice and very smooth. And hopefully, when we go racing, it's going to perform really well. But for sure, it's been a beautiful human experience.
Giorgio, without any promises or forecasts, but what are your expectations or sensations for this upcoming season?
The sensations are very good. I have to say that since the day one, honestly, the car was performing very well. In some cases, also over my expectation. I like to follow the development of the cars. This was part of my life for 13 years, more or less, also in the company when I was a test driver in research and development. So I like to see how the car can grow from a white paper to be ready, let me say, to race. And of course, we hope and we believe also to win. So we are in the right way. And the car, honestly, even because it's the first prototype, the first Le Mans prototype, let me say, that we are developing, is generating a lot of emotion, especially for me.
How does electrification impact the racing experience?
Well, hybrid is part of this motorsport now. I think it's an interesting technology that was developed initially in Formula One and then, you know, adapted to some other racing. I think in the case of LMDH, there's a very good idea behind all regulation with a standard hybrid system between the constructor there. And the system has been working really well. There's a lot of adjustment we can play with. There's a lot of tools that we have in the car, you know, in terms of technology and computer. But it's very smooth and it doesn't feel like you have two separate engines. You know, it feels like everything works together and works really well. So that was also a very good surprise when I jumped in, because I was at the beginning of Formula One when that came in and it was pretty complicated. So I didn't know what to expect with the LMDH, and I was very happily surprised, especially, you know, with talking with all the Lamborghini engineers and what we can do and the strategy and thinking about it. And that was that's a part that I enjoy.
And is this more a evolution or a revolution that is happening now with technological advancements that we're seeing? How is endurance racing changing?
But for me, the hybrid technology is more an evolution than a revolution. It's something that also starting from the street car, in my opinion, it's a very good compromise to reduce the CO2 emission, but also to enjoy the car in some case, moving with the electric battery, and then switching on the thermic engine and having fun and without losing the emotionality of our cars, that of course is fundamental for our customers. And in motorsport, at the end of the day, is the best test, to develop new technologies. Always linked also to the performance, of course, in motorsport on the racetrack. So I believe that the LMDH will be very helpful for Lamborghini Squadra Corse, but I think for the entire R&D and the entire factory to bring at home know-how, competence that can help us to make better cars in the future.
Giorgio, what does the future look like for endurance racing?
In endurance, at the end of the day, is fundamental the team. The team means the people, the human side, the attitude, the mindset, the cooperation, between the persons. And then we can talk about the car that, of course, has to be reliable, competitive, fast. But people make always the difference, every time, everywhere. And it's the same in motorsport, especially in endurance.
Nice.
In all those years, Giorgio, what was your favorite car that you've worked on? No matter in development or now in motorsports? Or if you had to name one, I know it's mean, I know it's difficult. But
only one.
I can tell you what I'm dreaming to drive, the SC63. So I hope to drive one time at least, because believe me, when I saw the car also last time, I can tell you this story that is quite recent. We were in Almeria in Spain, and in the early morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock, the car was going out for the first time on the track. And I was walking around the track alone, just to enjoy and to think about and to have a look on the car from outside. And when I saw the car coming from the long street, from the fog, because it was early morning, with the sound of the engine that was amazing, with a speed that was very impressive, with a braking with these guys that is even more impressive. When I saw the car, in this condition, I say, wow. I would like to drive. And this is something that was not happening to me in the last few years. So this car is giving you really a lot of emotion. So yes, I drove many cars. I developed many dream cars. I honestly have nice memory with all these cars, because as I said before, it's like to see the kids grow when you start from a white paper and you have the opportunity to drive these cars since the first meters, no? Since the first time that the prototype is putting the wheels on the tarmac. But in the last couple of months, I'm dreaming to drive one time at least the LMDH.
It's kind of romantic how you talk about the car.
Love at first sight.
Exactly. Yes, but it is. At the end, it is.
Romain, I'm not going to put you in a tough spot here, so I'm not going to ask you what your favorite car is, because otherwise you have to choose between Lamborghini. What's your favorite car before joining Lamborghini that you've ever driven?
Before joining Lamborghini, I mean, you know, it's always linked to result. It's when you do competition, you cannot say you love a car that you didn't win a race with, or just at least be on the podium. I was lucky to do some really good car. I loved the 2007 Formula 3 car that I won the Euro Championship with, in front of many Formula 1 drivers nowadays that I competed with. I loved that car. I think the Lotus in 2013 was very good for me in Formula 1. And I hope we can do this podcast in 1 year and we've won 1, 2, 3 or more races in endurance. And I tell you, SC63 is up there with the top cars.
What's your favorite Lamborghini, though, from the current road cars?
Okay, you don't want to put me in the spot, but you do.
No,
they're all beautiful. The first time I got to the factory and I met Giorgio, I told my kids I was going to the Lamborghini factories. Can we come? I said, no, guys, you go to school. And they were so jealous. And I got in there and I was like a kid. You know, I see the Countach and I was very, very lucky to see some future project as well. And now I have the Urus at home because I've got the kids. So it's an amazing car for the whole family. And then I saw the SC63. And then you go and you see all the colors that you can choose for Lamborghini. Yeah. And it's an amazing. I mean, that wall of colors.
That's
you're like,
crazy, I know.
You get lost. I'll tell you a funny story. I'm not going to stop. So when you know, Georgia said, you can have a nice Lamborghini Urus in Miami to drive and say, choose the color. So I go with my wife and my kids and say, okay, everyone vote for a color. My daughter, purple. She says, purple has got to be purple. Then one of the sons says yellow, the other one says black, and my wife says black. And I say, now we're going to go green. And then everyone looks at me and say, green for a car, are you sure? I say, yeah. She says, no, but this is going to be strange. Said, we're going green. That green Urus in front of my house has more view than any other car in the whole neighborhood, and it's an amazing car. So I say, you see, I wasn't that bad, right? And it's just the beauty of Lamborghini. You can do some bold choices that you would not maybe do with another one, but it's there, and it's the original color of Lamborghini. So I was like, yeah, we've got to have this at home.
So it's the traditional green, because you know that you have like 27 greens.
Is it only 27?
No, maybe more.
Yeah, maybe. It's an amazing. You know, every customer can choose a different green, and then they're up there.
And every detail, yeah. That's crazy.
Absolutely. It's the experience. It's not just a car. It's part of your life.
I'd like to try something. Like, I want to ask you a question, but I want to hear the answer from you without you knowing what the other one's going to answer. So you have to answer at the same time, otherwise it doesn't work. So I'm going to count to three and then you have to answer both, okay?
Okay.
So let's try. What race of the next season, of this upcoming season, are you most looking forward to? 1, 2, 3.
Le Mans.
Okay, outside of Le Mans, which race are you looking forward to most? 1, 2, 3.
Petit Le Mans.
Imola.
Why is that? So why Le Mans, why Imola? Why Le Mans, why Petit Le Mans? You stay with Le Mans anyway.
I'm French, you know that you can beat it.
Well, Le Mans, of course, because it's the most important race of the era. It's an iconic race that we will do for the first time, at least in the top class, or at least with the effort of the company and not with a private team. And Imola, because we'll be the first round next year in the World Championship in Europe after Doha, and will be our home track, very close to the factory, with a nice derby, in my opinion, with Ferrari, France. So it will be very, very challenging.
Spicy.
And full of, yes, spicy for sure, yes.
Roman, what is your favorite racing track of all time?
Oh wow! Okay, here we go. I think it's got to be Suzuka in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's difficult to explain. It's fast. It's tricky. It's narrow. It's got a lot of high speed corners. Some low speed. The fans, but the track doesn't mean it's my favorite race.
Okay.
It's the favorite track as the track, but the favorite race that I've done is Le Mans. 24, 2010.
No surprise.
Indy 500 that I absolutely loved, and Australia, the Australian Grand Prix in Formula 1. Those are the Grand Prix that I, or the race that I love, but track itself, it would be Suzuka in Japan, yeah.
And you, Giorgio? What's your favorite racetrack?
Spa, of course. The Nordschleife, so the old Nürburgring, because it's a track, let me say, very, very challenging, where I spend a lot of time to develop our cars in the past. And then I have to say Vallelunga, where we are now, but just because it's my home track, because I'm born in Rome. And Imola, because it's my second home track, because it's close to the factory and it's a track where I drove and won several times. And I like particularly because it's very technical, very nice.
Guys, thank you so much for your time and best of luck for the new season.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Thank you for joining us for this month's episode.
New episodes will continue to land monthly on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Lamborghini.com.
Please do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts for more extraordinary journeys into the beyond. I'm Tim Bravo.
And I am Giulia Salvi. And this is Beyond, a Lamborghini podcast.